Happy Easter. I'd like to share with you a few brief reflections on the question, what does Easter mean for us today? I get the sense sometimes from many of my students, both teens and adults, that the resurrection of Jesus means that Jesus was right, that is, he was vindicated by God, his enemies were wrong, and now we get to go to heaven after we die. This perspective, while popular, creates emphasis on the past and the future. It puts emphasis on the past and the future, but doesn't acknowledge how the resurrection impacts us now, which was a major thrust of biblical understanding of this pivotal event. I'd like to invite us to put those interpretations aside for a moment and consider the resurrection from these two perspectives. First, it is about empowerment to cooperate with God's dream for a transformed world, to do our part to assist God in bringing God's kingdom here on earth. And second, the resurrection is an event that continues, rather than an event that happened 2,000 years ago that we commemorate each Easter Sunday. Let's unpack the resurrection as empowerment first. St. Paul taught that through our baptism, we are empowered to live a different kind of life. A life that is, to use his phrase, dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. We are empowered to live as Jesus lived, that is, for others and not for self, for community and not simply for our own interests, for the common good and not for selfish motivations. A life with God as its center, and everything that we are and do flowing from that foundational relationship. For Paul, this empowerment comes to us through our baptism, which gives us access to the fruit of the Spirit, and he listed those as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. With these, we are empowered by God to play our role in transforming the human experience into what God dreams it can be, while living with the hope that ultimately God will bring all creation to fulfillment. I acknowledge that this is an act of faith to affirm this resurrection power, yet I can testify to its reality. It's among the reasons I am a Christian. I rely on this and draw strength from it as I seek to walk this path. Perhaps this Easter season extends to us a renewed invitation to claim what God seeks to give us, and recommit to living from the Christ consciousness, to see the world, to meet the world, to feel about the world as Jesus does. Second, the resurrection is an event that continues. I'd like to quote Sister Joan Chittister, among the best of spiritual writers out there today, and I couldn't have said it any better. She reflects, "To say I believe in Jesus Christ who rose from the dead is to say I believe that the resurrection goes on and on and on forever. Every time Jesus rises in our hearts in new ways, the resurrection happens again. Every time we see Jesus where we did not recognize him before, in the faces of the poor, in the love of the unloved, in the revelatory moments of life, Jesus rises anew. But that is not all. The real proof of the resurrection lies not in the transformation of Jesus alone, but in the transformation awaiting us who accept it. To say, I believe in Jesus Christ who rose from the dead, is to say something about myself at the same time. It says that I myself am ready to be transformed. Once the Christ life rises in me, I rise to new life as well. Christ is risen, we are risen, we sing at Easter. But it has a great deal more to do with life than with death. If I know that Jesus has been transformed, then I am transformed myself, and as a result, everything around me. Transformation is never a private affair, but it is always a decisive one. Until we find ourselves with new hearts, more penetrating insights, fewer compulsions, less need for the transient, greater awareness of the spiritual pulse of life, resurrection has not really happened for us. Resurrection is about transformation. Good words from Sister Joan Chittister. I close wishing you a happy Easter, and may God bless you.